It's the Morning Show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. It's National Voter Registration Day today, and we'll start this hour talking about the effort to get more people registered to vote with Eileen Newcomer, Voter Education Coordinator for the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. Do you typically forget to register to vote before elections? What's the biggest reason? You can join our discussion at 800-642-1234. Send an email to ideas@wpr.org, or you can tweet us at WPR Mornings. Eileen, good morning and welcome to the Morning Show.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, let's start off with this. What's the purpose of National Voter Registration Day? Why are we having one?
National Voter Registration Day is a great day because it's a day all about bringing awareness to the electoral process and encouraging people to participate by taking the first step and registering to vote.
The League of Women Voters of Wisconsin is participating in National Voter Registration Day this year. Can you tell us some of the things specifically that you'll be doing?
Yeah, you know, we're a proud partner of National Voter Registration Day, and statewide we've got local leagues participating. There's over 35 events going on statewide, and they're, you know, voter education outreach events, but then also voter registration drive. So people in, we have league members out in their communities, and working with, you know, high school students, college students, and just, you know, members of the public who need assistance registering to vote. We've got events at, you know, libraries, high schools, coffee shops, in public parks, and, you know, kind of beyond that as well. And we've got, you know, technology there. So if people want to come and, you know, register to vote and they need help navigating the online process, we've got, you know, people who are well-versed in the process, and then also help people with the paper registration form as well.
So the effort to register voters, people have been not voting in pretty much record numbers. I mean, the turnout in the last presidential election was pretty low, and considering the importance of a national election like that, is this part of an effort to get more people interested in voting?
Oh, yeah, 100%. It's part of National Voter Registration Day is just to, you know, like I said, bring attention. And about 70% of people in Wisconsin who are eligible of voting age, eligible to vote, are registered. And so there's 30% of people who can't cast their ballot just because they simply haven't taken the step to get registered. And then beyond that, there are people who are registered but, you know, aren't actually thinking about elections. Like at the league, we're thinking about elections every day, but we recognize that everyone has, you know, busy lives. And so we're trying to get the message out there and let them know that the election's coming up and get them prepared so they can have their voice heard on election day.
So do people need to register before each election, or once you've registered and you don't move to a different district or something like that, you stay in the system? How does that work?
Yeah, for the most part, once you're registered, you stay registered. But like you said, if you have moved to a different place, you know, within Wisconsin, or if you've moved to Wisconsin, even if you have changed apartments in your building, you still need to re-register to vote. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't voted in a while, so within 4 years, you'll need to re-register as well. As part of they remove people who haven't voted in over 4 years as a part of the routine process of maintaining the poll list.
So what do I need to bring with me when I go register to vote?
Yeah, so you you need to have proof of residence, and that can be you know, your driver's license or state ID card, utility bill, paycheck, bank statement. There's a whole list of documents. I mean, I just named some of the most common ones. Mm-hmm.
And we can find out what these are if we go online somewhere?
Yeah, so we have resources on our website, lwvwi.org. Okay. We have a whole voter information section.
All right, great. Well, we're going to continue our discussion about National Voter Registration Day and the importance of registering with Eileen Newcomer, Voter Education Coordinator for the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. I'm John Munson. This is The Morning Show on the Ideas Network. We'll be right back. It's the morning show on the Ideas Network. I'm John Munson. It's National Voter Registration Day today, and we're talking about voter registration with Eileen Newcomer, the Voter Education Coordinator for the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. Wondering what you think. Have you registered to vote? What was the process like for you? Do you have advice for others who might be registering? Give us a call, 800-642-1234. Part of the reason National Voter Registration Day exists is to reach people who may not otherwise have registered to vote. Are there some groups who are more likely not to have registered than others, Eileen? And does the league have kind of some target demographics of who you're really looking at to get registered?
Yeah, I think, students are particularly unlikely to be registered, partially just because of their age. And so they're just starting to be part of, be eligible to vote. And then especially for college students, they move very frequently. So they often have to, re-register every year, depending on where they're living. And then, also for other populations of people who, for whatever reason, might need to move more frequently, whether they have housing insecurity or things like that. So the league is, committed to working with a diverse population of people and trying to reach people who are, like you said, less likely to already have access, to internet or, are well-versed in the process because they have somebody in their life who, took them to vote with them and showed them, how it all works.
Mm-hmm. Are there certain geographic areas of the state that you're targeting particularly hard? Any counties you are particularly focusing on at all?
Yeah, we've got events. So like I said, we've got 35 events going on, in celebration of National Voter Registration Day. We've got events going on in a number of counties, Burnett County, Dane County, Dunn County, Milwaukee County, Ozaukee County, Polk County, Rock County, St. Croix County, Walworth County, Winnebago County, and Wood County. There are quite a few events in Dane County and Milwaukee County in particular.
So it's all over the place. In Wisconsin, people can register to vote on the actual day of voting. Does that make National Voter Registration Day a little less pressing here compared to, say, Indiana, where you have to register to vote 29 days before Election Day?
Yeah, I would say a little bit less so than in other states where, like you said, they have a hard cutoff registration day. But it is really important in Wisconsin because then we're able to bring awareness to the need for people to register to vote. And we can talk about and let people know that Election Day registration exists. So if they, decide, it's November 6th and I don't know what I need to do to vote, can I just show up? It's nice to know that they can show up, bring their proof of residence, their photo ID, and make their voice heard on Election Day.
Is it harder to register the same day you vote?
No, the process is the same. Largely you can't register online because the cutoff for registering online is October 17th. It's the same. It's even people there, poll workers there to help you through the process and answer any questions that you have.
So it doesn't delay the process for everyone else trying to vote that day?
Most polling sites have two separate lines. They have one line for people who need to register to vote before checking in and getting their ballot, and then they have kind of the general voting line. Mm-hmm. So in general, it doesn't slow down voting. If you need to register to vote on Election Day, it will take you a little bit longer to get through the process.
What do you say to people who think that voter registration events are some sort of partisan activity?
The league is wholly nonpartisan, and I think that we prove that voter registration activities can be nonpartisan. We're not out there to advocate for or against any candidates or, try and, do anything else. We just want people to have their voice heard and participate in a democracy. And we think the more people who participate, the better.
Last question. What is the number one reason you think that keeps people from registering to vote?
Not understanding the process. Okay. I think the more we can demystify it, the better.
Okay, and that's what you're trying to do with National Voter Registration Day. Again, what's the website we can go to for more information about this?
You can go to the league's website, lwvwi.org.
Okay. Thank you, Eileen Newcomer, a voter education coordinator for the League of Women Voters in Wisconsin. The events going on all over the state celebrating our right to vote. And we applaud that. Voting is a good thing, right? It's The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.